The first dive. He whose happiness is within, whose contentment is within, whose light is all within, that yogi, being one with Brahman, attains eternal freedom in pure consciousness. From the Bhagavad Gita. When I first heard about meditation, I had zero interest in it. I wasn't even curious. It sounded like a waste of time. What got me interested, though, was the phrase, "True happiness lies within." At first, I thought it sounded kind of mean because it doesn't tell you where the within is or how to get there. But still, it had a ring of truth, and I began to think that maybe meditation was a way to go within. I looked into meditation, asked some questions, and started contemplating different forms. At that moment, my sister called and said she had been doing transcendental meditation for 6 months. There was something in her voice, a change, a quality of happiness, and I thought, that's what I want. So in July 1973, I went to the TM Center in Los Angeles and met an instructor, and I liked her. She looked like Doris Day, and she taught me this technique. She gave me a mantra, which is a sound, vibration, thought. You don't meditate on the meaning of it, but it's a very specific sound, vibration, thought. She took me into a little room to have my first meditation. I sat down, closed my eyes, started this mantra, and it was as if I were in an elevator and the cable had been cut. Boom! I fell into bliss, pure bliss, and I was just in there. Then the teacher said, "It's time to come out. It's been 20 minutes. And I said, "It's already been 20 minutes? And she said, "Shh," because other people were meditating. It seemed so familiar, but also so new and powerful. After that, I said the word unique should be reserved for this experience. It takes you to an ocean of pure consciousness, pure knowingness, but it's familiar. It's you. And right away, a sense of happiness emerges, not a goofball happiness, but a thick beauty. I have never missed a meditation in 33 years. I meditate once in the morning and again in the afternoon for about 20 minutes each time. Then I go about the business of my day, and I find that the joy of doing increases, intuition increases, the pleasure of life grows, and negativity recedes.